This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Breaking tonight, several big new developments, including the special counsel's investigation into Russia. Sam Nunberg, a fired former Trump campaign aide, and you may learn why shortly, saying that he will defy a grand jury subpoena and refuse to testify. It comes as Mueller's so-called hit list is revealed, which includes President Trump and nine former employees. And there are new reports that the probe is exploring whether other countries besides Russia managed to get influence inside the Trump presidential campaign. Trace Gallagher, live in our West Coast newsroom with the story tonight. Hi, Trace.
Hi, Martha. During a series of interviews today, former Trump aide Sam Nunberg was adamant about two things. One, he does not like President Trump, at one point saying he hates the man, and two, that he will not comply with Robert Mueller's grand jury subpoena, even taunting Mueller to arrest him. But when it comes to possible Russian collusion, Nunberg's assessment tends to fluctuate. Here's what he said today. Watch.
When I get a subpoena like this, Roger's right. It's a witch hunt. I mean, Mr. Trump's right. The president's right. It's a witch hunt. And I'm not going to cooperate.
But last month, Sam Nunberg spent 5 hours talking with Robert Mueller's investigators. And today, when he was asked about that questioning, Nunberg made an about-face, saying he thinks Mueller may have something on the president. Here's the White House response to that comment.
As we've said many times before, there was no collusion with the Trump campaign. Anything further on what his actions are, he hasn't worked at the White House, so I certainly can't speak to him or the lack of knowledge that he clearly has.
Late last year, Trump attorney Ty Cobb said the Mueller probe would wrap up early this year. That would now be a long shot, considering the scope of the investigation now includes information about numerous Trump associates, including Hope Hicks, Steve Bannon, Corey Lewandowski, and Roger Stone, among others. Investigators want emails, text messages, phone logs, and other communications dating back to November of 2015. Today, Roger Stone said, quoting, he would expect that Mueller's team would at some point ask for any documents or emails sent or written by me, but let me reiterate, I have no knowledge or involvement in Russian collusion or any other inappropriate act. And the investigation may also be widening beyond Russian election interference. The New York Times is reporting that Mueller's team has interviewed Lebanese-American businessman George Nader, who was a frequent White House visitor last year and an advisor to Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed. The Times says the focus appears to be possible UAE efforts to buy political influence with the Trump administration. The White House has not yet commented.
Well, does it make you wonder who's running the country? Or how can we run the country when all this stuff continues to go on and on? It's like, you know, you have the sense that Mueller is determined to find something. It may not be collusion. It might be a modern-day version of a blue dress. Gosh, who knows? But it just keeps on going here. And, you know, the Democrats are just waiting on the side just to say, okay, fine, as soon as they can pounce on something here, if Mueller can come up with something. I mean, after all, what are we, $7-8 million in counting that we've already put into this situation? And of course, Nunberg, is he something else? I mean, you know, and of course, you know, here he is. He hates Trump, says, I hate Trump. So then, you know, the mainstream media and cable channels are going nuts. Aaron Burnett is trying to interview him and goes, you know, you smell like you've been drinking a little bit. And I'm waiting for him to say, hey, look at, you know, if you've had the day I've had, you know, and, you know, here I am saying I'm not going to cooperate with a special counsel. Oh, yeah, I'm an attorney and I could be in jail, you know, for contempt. You know, or they could just come and arrest me and say, okay, well, you could be a risk because you're telling everybody you're not going to show up and you're not going to produce the records. Well, we have ways to get those records and make you produce, young man. Anyway, conversation continues. We got a great speech to share with you coming up in this next segment on gun control. Huh? It's a reasonable debate. Consider it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, yesterday we played a soundbite from Nick Freitas. He is a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, a candidate for the U.S. Senate in 2018. It details the perfect formula for a First Amendment-style debate on guns. Now, you have to hear this for yourself. Warning, it may be too reasonable for the anti-Second Amenders, if you know what I'm talking about. Here's Nick Freitas. Listen to what he had to say.
Over the last several days, Mr. Speaker, there's been a lot of discussion about an open and honest debate with respect to school shootings, gun violence, gun control, etc. And an open and honest debate, as I understand it, is one that would rely on data, facts, evidence, analysis, reason, logic, etc., etc. And I'm certainly willing to have that debate. I think if we were going to look seriously at school shootings and gun control, we would analyze things like, why do all mass shootings seem to take place in gun-free zones? Wouldn't it be reasonable to test whether or not the efficacy of gun-free zones have actually achieved what their intended intent is? We'd start to look at most of these shooters come from broken homes. What sort of government policies have actually encouraged broken homes? You can look at left-leaning think tanks like the Brookings Institute that will actually say that some of it can be attributed to various cultural changes that happened in the 60s to include the abortion industry. You can look at more conservative-leaning organizations that will say that the welfare state contributed significantly to dismantling the family as families became more and more dependent upon the government than they were mothers and fathers in the home raising children. We could look at various status with those areas within the United States and around the world that have strict gun control measures and what their crime rates look like, whether it's Chicago, New York City, Washington, D.C., and others that have incredibly strict gun laws, and yet for some reason hasn't seemed to stop the gun violence in those particular areas. We can look at the analysis out of 538, which is considered more of a left-of-center data analysis think tank, where you have several analysts now confirm through the data that they were looking at, not just in the United States, but in Canada, Great Britain, and Australia, that they were shocked that the data did not support what they thought gun control measures would actually achieve. We can look at the number of cases within the United States where a gun has been used for self-defense. Estimates range everywhere from 100,000 uses to over close to 1 million uses within the United States. Now, some organizations and some reporters only want to report on the ones where a gun was used and it actually resulted in the death or maiming of the perpetrator. But if you look at the ones where the gun was used and the mere presence of the firearm actually dissuaded a criminal from committing an act of violence, an act of rape, an act of murder, the number shoots up. It skyrockets. So when people on this side talk about the importance of the Second Amendment, please understand it's not just some base philosophical conviction that we all have. It is rooted in the idea that while we may be a post-Enlightenment society, the vast majority of horrible atrocities that we've seen have happened in those post-Enlightenment societies. Has happened as a result of government systematically disarming citizens and claiming themselves to be the sole responsible party for their security, and then turning on those same citizens and punishing them. That's the most egregious cases. But in the individual cases of self-defense, that's why the people on this side of the aisle hold the Second Amendment in such high esteem, because we honestly believe that you have an inherent right to defend yourself. And your ability to defend yourself should not be excluded to your size. Firearms provide someone that is weaker and not as fast the ability to actually defend themselves from a stronger attacker. Some of the other things that we would look at, and some of the things I would hope we would have bipartisan support for, all of us agree that we need to make sure that our students are better protected when they go to schools. One of the things that we would look at is arming certain teachers. Not every teacher, but a teacher that is comfortable with it, is former law enforcement, is former military, that is now in the classroom. Delegate Plum said yesterday that that was ridiculous to consider. Why? Is it because the other side of this debate will only accept one quote-unquote solution to this problem, and that is tearing apart or gutting the Second Amendment? And I understand, we're going to mention just a couple of the bills that were done this year, right? Background checks, getting rid of bump stocks. If you're wondering the other reason why we can't have an honest debate over this one, is because, quite frankly, I don't think any of us on this side of the aisle believe you when you say that's all you want to do. It'll be bump stocks, it'll be background checks, then it'll be different kind of background checks that register the guns. Then after that, it'll be we need to ban assault weapons. What's an assault weapon? Something that looks scary. Then after that, it'll be semi-automatic rifles. After that, it'll be semi-automatic handguns. Then it'll be revolvers, shotguns. Because when the policies fail to produce the results you are promising to your constituents, you'll be back with more reasons on why we've got to infringe on Second Amendment rights. The other reason why it's really difficult to have an honest and open debate about this is because of this, members of this body comparing members on this side of the aisle to Nazis. Members on the other side of the aisle saying that when a 24-year-old teacher gets up and says that the whole debate is between the Second Amendment or her life, that's a false dilemma. And quite frankly, one of the ones that I found the most offensive, along with being compared to Nazis, was being compared to segregationists. I just want to remind someone very quickly. It was not our party that supported slavery, that fought women's suffrage, that rounded up tens of thousands of Asian Americans and put them in concentration camps, that supported Jim Crow, that supported segregation, or supported mass resistance. That wasn't our party. That was the Democrat Party. Now, I'm thrilled that Democrats no longer believe that, and I don't believe that a single current member of this body who is a Democrat ever believe those things, but I would really appreciate it if every time you want to make a powerful point, you don't project the sins, the atrocities, and the injustices that the Democratic Party perpetrated on others onto us. So if we want to have an open and honest debate, I am all for that. Let's do that. But it does start with a certain degree of mutual respect. It starts with a certain degree of not assuming that the only reason why we believe in the Second Amendment is because the NRA paid us off. Well, if that's the sort of logic you want to use, why don't you go take a look at how much money the NRA spends and how much money Planned Parenthood spends? Because when I get up here and I talk about abortion, I don't assume that you're all bought and paid for by Planned Parenthood. I don't assume you're horrible people because I disagree with you on a policy position. I assume you have deep convictions and that we can have an argument and a debate about it. But if you're not willing to reciprocate that level of respect, well, don't be surprised when it becomes more difficult to talk about these things. Because there is a lot that we can do, and there is a lot that we need to do to ensure the security of our children and our citizens. But yes, we are going to have a problem with so-called solutions which infringe on people's liberty under the promise the government will provide for their security. Because ultimately, in this last school shooting, we had a perfect example of government being engaged over 30 times and still failing to provide security for those students. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Well, I'll tell you, is that a wow moment? 7 minutes, something like 7 minutes, 10 seconds. Brilliantly stated. Boy, it just sums up the argument and lays out the foundation and really casts a challenge to those that feel differently and believe differently. Is, okay, let's have the conversation. But do we live in an America today that says, look, if you don't agree with me, then I'm going to use every three-letter agency afforded to me on this, in this government, and I'm going to come against you? Or is what Nick Freitas is laying out, do you think it's reasonable? I think so. We've linked it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. You can see it right there. Share it with your friends. Get it out there. I think he laid out the argument as well as you could possibly lay it out. Brilliantly stated. Nick Freitas, who is a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, a candidate for the U.S. Senate in 2018. Whew, wow. Amazing. Appreciate it. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, back with you, America. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, I'm so grateful for what Nick Freitas had to share with us. And as I mentioned, that speech is linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. I mean, it really lays it out in a way that is respectful. And, you know, really calls out the Democrats to say, look at how dare you you know, project the things that you've passed and supported upon, you know, Republicans. And it's about time that somebody on the conservative Republican side has said, look, this is your problem when it comes to, you know, the oppression of blacks and what you did in incarcerating, you know, the Japanese in World War II. All this stuff. I mean, these were all, you know, Democratic ideas. And, you know, it's amazing that somehow it has landed on, you know, on Republicans. If you remember Coach Collins, who was on with us, he's now a professor emeritus, you know, so every once in a while I get a text from him. But, you know, he wrote a brilliant book in laying out, you know, these conflicts and these issues that were clearly Democratic policies that somehow the Democrats, thank you very much to the mainstream media, because they've been carrying their water, finds a way to put it on the Republicans. The Republicans don't have a great answer. But Nick Freitas very reasonably, very calmly lays this out. Now, Nick is an Iraqi war veteran, just so you know, as well. So this guy has the goods, and I think he's an up-and-coming shining star for the Republican Party, and he is running for Senate. You know, and boy, I'll tell you what a powerful candidate, and you know, and very talented and gifted young man. So we're excited about the prospects for Nick Freitas. And again, if you want to, you know, share this this with your friends, your neighbors, just go to our website. It's right there, and at BillMartinezLive.com. Also, while you're there, we have a new sponsor, PolyMBA. Al Sanchez. We spoke with him a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, we had a chance to tell his story. Al was a principal, high school principal, and his wife sadly passed away, you know, due to cancer at the age of 34. They had four kids. And, you know, just a heartbreak. And so it's been Al's passion since then to find the cure for cancer. Okay. And what he has been able to do is put together. I mean, all his studies, got all these smart people. I mean, you know, typical, you know, educated man. I say typical because when there is something and you come up against something that you lack knowledge in, what do? You know, you go out and you get all the smart people in a room and you get them together and say, hey, let's talk about this. Let's figure out why we don't have a cure for cancer. And I know you're hearing cure for cancer. Go, wait a minute, Bill, you can't talk like that. Everybody knows the FDA has made it real clear that you cannot say a cure for cancer. We're not saying a cure for cancer, because Al had a extended conversation, as you can imagine, because of the success of PolyMBA. He had an extended conversation with the feds. And he says, look, go to Anderson, you know, talk to the doctors there. Talk to the cancer experts there. Ask them about PolyMBA. Tell me it doesn't cure people. Talk to the patients who've been on stage 4 cancer and have found relief and have found the answer in this incredible product. Tell them that it doesn't cure cancer. Well, their response was, you know, Al, you know, saying curing cancer is just, you know, that's just too much. We just can't cure. You know, they stop in mid-state, can't say quite cure cancer, you know, we just can't say that kind of deal. Says, but we can say resolves cancer, right? Okay, so we'll just say it resolves cancer. I know, you say, well, what's the difference, Bill? Well, we don't care what the difference is. It allows us to tell you that this is an incredible product that even the FDA has said resolves cancer. Can't say cure cancer, that's a problem. But we can say it resolves cancer. It's PolyMBA. Just click on the side. And let me tell you, this is a really a wonder on so many levels, because of what it does in resolving cancer, which we can legally say. But you imagine what it can do for the rest of your body, because it has to do in healing and going down into the structure, the cellular structure of your body. And you know that's where the problems begin, is in your cellular structure. It starts to get compromised. And what happens is it starts being demonstrated in all kinds of disruptions in the body. You know, inflammation and on and on. I'm not a doctor, but I know enough about this stuff and have studied it and lived it most of my life for whatever reason. God only knows. But I just started at an early age, and alternative medicine was always an interest of mine. And so, in fact, one of my favorite clients and customers that I work closely with, in full disclosure, is was Dr. Bob Marshall and Healthline. And, you know, we've been joined at the hip for something like 14 years. I love Dr. Marshall, and I loved, you know, the products and this. And so PolyMBA is one of those products. It doesn't come from Healthline. It comes from a different company, A-Mark. But this is one that I have found to be just as an incredible benefit. So whether you're dealing with cancer or you just, you know, hey, like all of us, you know, it's like my friend in California, the retired teacher, Miss Gloria, says, you know, that OLD, you know, that old OLD gets to you, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. Try this out, you know, and I'm telling you, it will make a difference for you. We're talking to some friends the other night, and because it's a it's all in the delivery system, but it's, you know, kind of a vitamin B component, and I'm a firm believer. My body loves the B complex, and when you get overly tired and you're stressed out, you know, this is, to me, I think it's one of God's greatest creations is the B complex, and this product is loaded with the B, and it has palladium. I can't get into the nuance. I'm not equipped. I know enough to be dangerous, or as my dear friend, my doctor friend who I grew up with, he said, Bill, one of these days you're going to get arrested for practicing medicine without a license. So I go right up to the edge. I can't quite go, you know, go the full length. But let me tell you, I highly recommend that you check this out, PolyMBA. Just click on it. One of our new sponsors here at Bill Martinez Live, okay? And enjoy, and then let me know your story. So getting back to the issues of the day, of course, a lot of people talking about the Oscars still and what happened. But one little sidebar deal, I don't know if you noticed this. You know, Emma Watson, very educated, right? I mean, she's a graduate of Brown University. And I guess it was People Magazine, happened to catch, or maybe it was Vanity Fair. It was at Vanity Fair's Oscar party is what it was. And they happened to catch a photo of the former you know, Harry Potter star, and she had a tattoo, and on her arm, and it's pretty sizable, in her forearm, says "Time's Up." Well, there's a misspelling, you know, she forgot the apostrophe, because that's the deal. Time, you know, like time is up, not time's up, you know, kind of thing. And so here it is. Even a smart girl can misspell things. Kind of reminded me of the one time there was a basketball, I can't even remember the basketball player's name, but it was during March Madness several years ago, and he was, I know he played for Notre Dame, because he had this tattoo, and he was on the foul line for, you know, his, I don't know if it was the opponent or somebody on his team, but anyway, he's on the foul line, and there's a free throw shot going to be made, and the camera got a close-up of the tattoo. Well, there was a misspelling of Notre Dame on the tattoo. So go figure. I mean, hey, whether you're a basketball player or a celebrated graduate of Brown University, I mean, she's not dummy. She's a smart girl. But even smart people can misspell things. But it's kind of tough when you do it as a tattoo. And like I said, it looks pretty sizable. I think one of the publicists says, well, you know, that could have been a temporary tattoo. It doesn't look like a henna tattoo to me. Looks like it's there, but she's going to have to fix it. Maybe get a black marker there, Brad. I don't know, maybe put a little apostrophe there on it, you know, kind of fix it up, or, you know, see what she can do. So so much for Miss Emma Watson. But you know, hey, that's why you can't take the Oscars all that serious, because you know, we're just all a bunch of human beings, you know, making mistakes, going through life, and just trying not to do too much damage. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Yeah, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dreams.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My death.
Been right about.
Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him. And so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to ICanOnlyImagine.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll at 28 minutes before the top of the hour, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Welcome back. Ed Pizzulli is with us. Pizzulli, it just depends how good Italian food you want to have when you go to their house. If you say it right, it's the secret word, and you're very well taken care of. Right, Ed?
That's exactly right, Bill.
I'm just telling you here. We got to keep it straight because we want to make sure, because you know how the Italians, the Italians are like the Mexicans. When it's a festival. I mean, it's all a feast, and they spend all day, you know, preparing. I'm just talking to you. I'm talking to you about this, Dad. I'm getting hungry already.
Pozzuoli will get you a full plate of spaghetti and a couple good meatballs.
Oh, I mean, how much better does it get? I want you to know. Hey, Ed, I'm glad to have you on. Ed, of course, is a GOP strategist in Florida. He is the president of Tripp Scott, the Florida-based law firm. And Ed, lots to talk about. I want to talk about the president, his promises he's made, how he's doing on that, but also particularly because there in South Florida, you know, our hearts are still near and dear to what happened in Parkland. Give us an update on what you're seeing here.
Well, Bill, look, you know, I grew up in that neighborhood. I went to high school, I graduated high school down the block from Stoneman Douglas. My kids just recently, all three of them graduated the last couple of years high school, and my heart feels for what's happened there. But I will share with you, the Broward County is still a place where there's, you know, look, in Broward County we've elected Debbie Wasserman Schultz as a congresswoman from here forever, and so it leans slightly to the left, and so what this debate has become about is gun control as opposed to school safety and The good news for everybody is that the state legislature, the governor, Governor Scott, has laid out a plan to increase school safety, to provide additional monies to for mental health, to have to allow for what's called the Marshall Program here, where key members of the administration of a school, and it might include teachers, it might not, after they train up, will also be able to carry. The idea of having a gun-free zone, you and I both may agree that having a gun-free zone, the only people who have guns there are people who want to go and shoot it up. But
exactly.
Bottom line is that here in Broward, it's that story about hardening schools physically, providing mental health opportunities and greater money there and greater coordination. And honestly, we have to address here the failure of local state and federal government seeing the signs of what happened with the individual shooter in this case. And then lastly, we've got to look forward to why the allegations around the Broward Sheriff's Office sitting outside before and waiting to engage the shooter, while a neighboring police force, Carl Springs police force, actually rushed in an attempt to engage the shooter and protect the students while BSO stood outside.
Yeah, this is amazing, and of course, a lot to unwrap just in that whole concept. When I first saw this ad, I thought, well, they had to be told to stand down, which is amazing, and because I know in some cases they say, look, that's the SWAT team, wait for the SWAT team, secure the perimeter. But meanwhile, you've got our kids being shot up. So you're first trying to process this, but as it's being revealed, you're going, well, that wasn't necessarily the logic. It seems more that they were afraid to go in than it was that there was an official stand-down order. And the sheriff's department is, you know, under scrutiny. All these things now are being looked at, and it doesn't put a good light on the on law enforcement there locally.
No, in fact, it's a great concern. The sheriff's office also, several months ago, we had a shooting at Fort Lauderdale Airport, and that situation, while it could have been worse, wasn't handled well by the same office. And so what you have is a great lack, a tremendous lack of confidence in the community over the sheriff's office. Now, I'm going to wait and see. The governor has ordered the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to come in and do a full investigation, independent investigation of what happened. And I think we're best left dealing with those facts once all that is flushed out. But in the meantime, these families are still grieving. And as of yesterday, the Florida legislature actually is moving toward providing additional security monies and mental health,
exactly,
and following in large part what the governor offered up as some solutions.
This is something that will make a difference, Ed, not some of this other stuff that Democrats throw out there. This is why we keep circling around. I mean, I don't understand. I'm like you. I'm confused that it's taken so long for the people to wake up. I mean, I spend a lot of time still where I grew up in Southern California. I can tell you the inner cities, very well protected. They figured it out many, many years ago. And here in these upper middle class and middle class areas of our country, they think, we just can't have guns around and the whole deal. And sadly, education, the teachers, maybe teachers who were maybe hardliners and such and saying, hey, it's, I don't want anything to do with a gun. They're saying, hey, look, if I can qualify, and this is what people need to understand, because whenever they talk about, you know, giving teachers guns, they think like you're going to entrust just anybody with a gun. Come on. You know, they have to be trained. They understand and they will understand very quickly that should a bullet go down range, they own that bullet. And it comes with a tremendous amount of responsibility, required training and maturity.
Well, look, here's the basic issue, though. If we want to have a Second Amendment debate, then let's have that debate with regard to the rights under the Second Amendment, with the attendant responsibilities that go with every right. Mm-hmm. That's just not me saying it. That's what Justice Scalia said in the Heller opinion that established that specific right to bear arms. And so the bottom line here is that now is not a great time to have that discussion when you're in the fury of
exactly.
the emotion, of the grieving.
Right.
This is a conversation that should be had later on. Mm-hmm. But this is not about gun control, Bill. This is about school safety. How do
exactly.
we protect the students?
I agree. We're off point on that when we're talking about gun control. I agree with you. We got a couple of minutes left here. Let's talk about Donald Trump, the promises that he made, the promises he's keeping. What do you say?
I say the president is working down his list. He hasn't been successful 100% of the time, but I give him a tremendous amount of credit, and he's unlike any politician we've seen before. He made a series of promises, and what we've gotten is, as an example, a good conservative justice in Neil Gorsuch being appointed. We've gotten Keystone Pipeline approved. We've gotten out of TPP. They're renegotiating NAFTA now. We're seeing some of the tariffs, which, you know, so we can debate whether or not those are good or bad. But mm-hmm. the bottom line, this is what he campaigned on.
Right.
He campaigned on building a wall. In fact, the Democrats, frankly, should get to yes on the DACA solution, because I thought the president was quite generous in exchange for that. But he wanted to deal with some comprehensive immigration reform. We've gotten rid of the personal mandates on Obamacare. And frankly, we've gotten huge tax reform, which has sparked the economy and is heading toward 3%+ growth, where many people didn't ever believe that was ever going to happen again.
Exactly.
So to his credit, he is working down his list.
Is there enough of what he's done, which is incredible in the first year? I mean, I look at it, but I'm not a Trump hater. But for those Trump haters and those that are so antithetical, is there enough there to make a discernible difference for the midterm elections that would support, Donald Trump and the GOP?
The question I have is enthusiasm, because enthusiasm wins elections, particularly in midterm. And Republicans and those who support Donald Trump and like the direction from a policy standpoint need to be enthused about where the economy is, where our standing in the world is now. We're seeing some breaks in some of the North Korean issue. This morning they reported that they now want to talk.
They want to come to the table. I know,
yeah,
that's
hey,
good news.
You know what?
Hey.
This is good stuff.
And yeah, so, exactly.
And so, again, people have to be enthusiastic.
Exactly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How healthy are your gums? Research shows that harmful bacteria and plaque that lurk below the gum line can have a bigger impact than you might think. So how can we take better care of it? Dental hygienist and Crest and Oral-B Smile Council member Deborah Carrier tells us.
Especially as you get older, you're more and more prone to gum disease. The beauty of it is gum disease is reversible. It's not that hard to take care of if you catch it early. And just by having good habits with brushing and flossing and using the tools that we have available now, such as this new Crest Gum Detoxify, it has a specially formulated activated foaming ingredient that allows the toothpaste to get underneath your gums, and this foaming agent helps to neutralize that harmful bacteria. Studies actually show that 99% of all gingivitis patients showed reduced gum inflammation and bleeding in just 8 weeks after using Gum Detoxify.
Pick it up nationwide for $6.99.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
It's 14 before the top of the hour. Time for Sam's Corner. You know, when you go to BillMartinezLive.com, you see her nice, smiling, just-married face all over our website. Samantha Mao is with us, and she brings to us viral videos every week. And a lot of fun here, I got to tell you. Did you get a chance to catch the Oscars, by the way, before we get into this?
You know, I did not watch the Oscars this year. I just, it's not really.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people tuned out. I mean, it was down. It's probably one of the all-time lowest. They were off. The ratings down by 16%. You know, Brad and I were just talking about earlier, you know, poor Emma Watson, you know, the world famous, you know, from, you know, from Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. I mean, the poor gal, she's, I mean, here she is. You know, a graduate, you know, from a prestigious, you know, Ivy League school.
I saw this.
Yeah, exactly. Did you see that? I mean, you know,
with a tattoo.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and it's not a small tattoo. I mean, and of course, publicist, well, it could be temporary, but it looked, you know, looked pretty good. Hopefully for her, it's temporary, and the next time she puts it on her forearm, she spells it correctly, right?
Yeah, I was hoping it was an easy fix because she could just put that apostrophe in there, make it better.
Well, yeah, get a Sharpie. Anybody with a Sharpie here, you know, anybody?
Just take some eyeliner, whatever you have. Just fix that.
You see, guys think Sharpies. Women know exactly because they got eyeliner to the ready. I got eyeliner. I just, she's like that, you know?
I'm taking my purse. Let me help you.
This is great. I love it. Well, you see, hey, you know, this is why... You know, one of the reasons why women are so doggone important, because they know how to fix these things, you know, so we appreciate you, and we love you dearly. Hey, let's talk about a former slave who escaped to the U.S., competed in the Olympics twice, and joins our Air Force to give back. Are you kidding me? Tell me about this.
I mean, can you imagine such a person even existing in the world? I mean, this sounds like a movie, you know, but it's a real story. Gaurav Maker, he grew up in South Sudan when he was a child, and, you know, they were in civil war for 50 years until recently. I think it was 2012 that they actually gained their independence, but he was captured and just, like, he had 28 members of his family killed, 8 of his 9 siblings were killed. He's captured into slavery twice, and he escapes twice, and he makes it to his uncle and ends up making it to the United States. And there he learns English and he decides, you know, I'm going to change my future for my family and for my children. And he ends up running in high school and he's so good that he's able to go and compete in the Olympics. He wasn't an official citizen in 2012, so he competed under no flag because South Sudan didn't have, they weren't represented in the Olympics. And then
they don't even have a bobsled team, do they?
That's right.
I'm just kidding.
They don't have it. Well, in 2016, he was one of only three athletes, and he's actually the flag bearer for South Sudan. And then he plans to compete in 2020 for the United States, and now he's joined the Air Force. And it's just such an amazing story to hear how far this guy has come. You know, you don't even realize, you don't even think about it. This guy's 33. You know, he's about the same age as me. And
33 years old, and he's gone through all this in his life. Amazing. Yeah. When you tell a story like this, you know, what came to mind, I mean, it seems so unique, but it makes you wonder how many other stories like this. And I also, you know, when I look back historically on our country after the Civil War, when slaves were freed, and it was confusion because, you know, what did it mean that they were free? You know, when you're so used to being enslaved, you know, sometimes those memory habits and everything that goes with it, it's just too much. But for him, you know, he was fortunate enough to find his way here to America. And he's thinking, wow, I mean, what a culture shock for him going from an oppressed country like he lived in and being enslaved on two occasions and now being able to live his dreams. And see, you know, all of America can take pride in this and understand that they're a part of this man's, you know, his present, his success, his future, the legacy that he will now leave in this country. And of course, we're not saying he abandons, his Sudan origination or his culture.
No,
but he brings all that experience to America. And I mean, here's a kid that can talk freedom in a way that most of us cannot comprehend because of the oppression and the slavery that he lived under.
That's right. And you know, he wants so much to get back to his country, but he's so proud to be part of the United States, and he wants to get back. And that was one of the big things he was talking about. You know, if you read about him, he just talks about how thankful he is to be here and that he wants to get back. You know, he joined the Air Force so that he could get back to this country. And, you know, he just has an appreciation, like you said, that most people really couldn't comprehend or grasp. And, you know, it does kind of make you hold your head a little higher and, like, be thankful that you can live in a country that gives that hope to other people around the world. And you know, just we hope that he can just go on and continue to. I mean, I cannot imagine accomplishing more than he already has in 33 years.
That's
the world a better place.
Yeah, it's exactly. That's what's amazing. But, you know, to me, you know, he needs to be, you know, the poster, you know, emblem of immigrants to be able to say this can happen to you. And there's many immigrants that, you know, relish the second opportunity and to be able to live in the land of the free, and they tear it up. I mean, you hear one success story after another, and this is what we celebrate. But it's the other, you know, the other immigrants who come in and do not honor the country themselves or their families and think it's all about, you know, me and adding to the problem, not being a part of the solution. But this is the uniqueness of this great country, because they could not do that anywhere else, you know.
That's right.
But they can do it here in America, and God bless them. Hey, come one, come all, and you know, add to the proposition of the land of the free and the home of the brave, and the red carpet is out for you, and we don't care if you do misspell Time's Up. We'll still love you, right?
We'll just fix it for you.
Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, we've got spell checkers there, you know, at the border. You know, we'll make sure you're tattooed appropriately. Instead of buying a yacht, the next story, this person is sending an entire kindergarten class. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, it's like everybody knows that they always say, you know, the two most happiest days, you know, when you buy a boat is when you buy it, and the second day is when you sell it. And many of my friends have called it that black hole. But this person here has found out a way to, you know, instead of putting it in the black hole, hey, why not just have a bunch of happy days and knowing that you're sending an entire kindergarten class to college, right?
That's right. Marty Burbank and his wife, Sean, they're in Anaheim, California. And, you know, they had been listening to a pastor, their pastor actually preach a sermon and talking about giving. And they talked about giving until it hurts. And they had originally planned, you know, he's a retired Navy veteran and he's currently a lawyer and his wife's a professor. And they're like, you know what, we're going to, you know, they're in their 50s and they want to, they want to sail around in a yacht, and they, that was their plan. And something just called to them, and they decided, we're going to give these 26 kindergarten students a chance at a better life. And they decided to commit to paying for their college education. And what they offered is they'll pay for 2 years of community college and then 2 years at any California university, or, you know, the equivalent you want to go somewhere else.
Right.
So they started saving, and he estimates it'll cost around $1 million to pay for all of them. So,
Well, it'll save those kids from getting involved with that, you know, $1 trillion tuition debt that exists now in this country. Wow, what a blessing.
That's right. And, you know, many of these students, the reason they're in their class together is because they actually are, like, English as second language students. So they're overcoming some difficulties already, you know, just by, you know, they just have a special circumstance. And I know that there, there was two moms in particular that ran over to hug him. And, you know, this is another, example of just the American dream and, you know, some of the people in this country that make it great. And it,
do you imagine, you know, to me, I think about this, Sam, I didn't mean to cut you off, but this really impresses me. The vision that it casts in front of these kids, these 26 kids. I mean, it's not about not going to college. It's going to college. You know, we got this. It's already taken care of. I mean, these kids are going to study. They're going to, you know, their trajectory is all about, you know, going to school. There was years ago, here recently, there was, I think it was Ivy League school, Penn State, a couple others, that had, you know, told parents, hey, when your child is born, if you invest, you know, whatever it was, $60,000, $50,000, your child's tuition would be paid up by the time, you know, they came into, you know, came into their college years, they would be here, everything was already paid for. Of course, they'd have to meet the academic requirement, all that good stuff, but it was all taken care of, and you just, upon that child's birth, you deposited the money into the institution, and it was all good, right? And for the same reason, I thought, wow, how cool, you know, because you know this kid as they're growing up, you know, Penn State pennants are hanging up, or whatever it is, you know, what Ivy League, you know, school is up there, it's there, they're growing up knowing, hey, they're going to college. You know, you're studying because, hey, look at, you know, it's not just about kindergarten. It's not just about junior high school. It's not about that term paper in your senior high school class that you got to do. I mean, hey, we're going to college, you know, and
that was what he wanted. He wanted it to be part of their future, just like high school.
Yeah.
You know, it was that much of a guarantee.
Great job. And, I love it. Okay, well, we almost wrapped up, but I want to get to one more story because I was reading about this too, about Dolly Parton, and we got about 30 seconds, so we got to give the summarized version of this. Very cool. Go ahead.
Sure. Dolly Parton is, she just donated her 100th millionth book. She has a reading program that actually allows people between the ages of birth and before they start school, they can borrow from the Imagination Library. And her dad couldn't read, so that's, he was actually her inspiration.
Oh, wow.
It was so important to him to help others. And
she is so precious. We love Dolly Parton here, let me tell you. Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez. Go to Sam's Corner. There's more stories there. It's always fun. And bring tissue sometimes because it'll pull a tear out of you once in a while.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer.